This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Here we are again on a wonderful Labor Day Saturday weekend. Woo-hoo. Living it up, man.
Yeah.
Nothing like hanging out with Brendan on a holiday weekend. So,
very true, very true.
Yep, good stuff, good stuff. Well, we appreciate everybody joining us here this morning. We're definitely talking vehicles. Keys to keeping your vehicle on the road safely. This is some good stuff. We want to keep you without your wheels falling off. You don't want your wheels falling off,
do
you?
That's right. Lesson number one.
Lesson number one.
Keep your wheels on the road.
Keep your wheels on the road and keep your wheels on your car.
Yes.
If they come flying off your car won't go far. That's a rule.
Yes.
You ever been going down the freeway and had a wheel pass you?
Yes, actually.
Scary.
Yeah. Because that wheel's uncontrollable. It doesn't even have...
Well, not only that, but if it was to... hit a car, windshield, whatever, that tire will go right through the windshield and at the minimum injure somebody.
Yes.
And most likely, if hit directly, kill somebody, which we don't want.
No.
That is a big flying heavy object. Tires are not light, and they will definitely do damage to you, for sure. Mm-hmm. So we want to keep them on the car, all lug nuts. I've seen cars come in with just like three lug nuts on them. Like, hey, and they're like, oh, yeah, I lost the other two. People seem to be nonchalant about. I'm like, well, when that thing comes loose and it flies off the vehicle, it's not going to be a good day.
So, no, not at all.
Not for you in the car and not for people around you. So want to prevent that. I mean, even if it came off and it went flying up a sidewalk and hit somebody walking down the road, same thing, would probably kill them. So Let's avoid that at all costs and make sure we keep our wheels on the car. That's the rule for today, Brendan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, hey, are you going to look up for car shows for today?
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay,
right now.
Okay, very cool. And we'll go over those. I want to make sure we get those out. There should be quite a few going on this weekend.
For sure.
And for some good causes. So for sure. But there are more vehicles on U.S. roads than ever before, with an estimated 310 million vehicles in 2015. So we are like 9 years later.
I hear that number just continues to grow every single year.
It does. I think we're up around 420 million now or 425 million or something like
that. Some crazy number, I'm telling you.
Yep, yep. So this, well, as you know, if you go anywhere, well, I'm serious. Like, no, you know, no, go to any event like here in San Diego where it draws a lot of people, a concert, or a sports event, the Padres downtown, You get in a snaggletooth of vehicles all over the place, right?
Right.
Takes up a bunch of time and stuff like that. So we do spend a lot of time in our cars. But the main point to this is, let's call it 450 million vehicles on the road here in the U.S. Your safety and the safety of others is always a concern with vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't own a car and you're crossing the road and a vehicle strikes you, your safety is affected. There's no question. So we want to avoid that. So we are talking some today about safety items on vehicles that need to, you know, basically reducing your vehicle's stopping distance, keeping certain components in great working order so that the vehicle doesn't have an issue, you know, with stopping or staying on the road or a fender bender or whatever it is. We just don't, those things don't need to be in your life. So the car needs to be operating properly. Crowded roads, like I said, are not the only concerns. The roads themselves are often in sorry state of repair. Do we have road problems here in San Diego?
No, barely I hear any.
So
I can't tell you, if I had a nickel for every pothole I drove nearby, let me tell you. I'd be not working this job right now.
You know, every time I get, so I often come from Kearny Mesa and I get off of Nobel Drive and I make a right on the Miramar Road.
Mm-hmm.
Miramar Road is terrible.
Yeah.
This road is just, well, and I know it's heavily traveled, but I'm telling you the road surface quality and that it's just terrible. Not even just potholes, but like just the whole road needs to really be redone. Most of it.
Another area that I recently was driving in was towards 32nd Street next to the Naval Base there. Uh-huh. Oh, those roads need to get repaved bad.
Destroyed, huh?
Like, yes, from top to bottom.
So, and the concern to that is, you know, if you have a car in disrepair, so bad tires, mm-hmm. blow out a tire, mm-hmm. Bad suspension, low, high mileage, you haven't had the front end checked, like on a Toyota pickup trucks are famous, and Chevy pickup trucks for losing ball joints. Mm-hmm. You jounce on one of those, boink, ball joint breaks, wheel flips up. You have a high mileage car, it could destroy the car, and it's not worth fixing. But there's a lot that goes on there as far as that goes. Brakes aren't good. You can't slow down. Issues like that. So, but yes, there are several roads out there that beat the heck out of cars. And if your car is not in a good shape, those roads can be very detrimental to your driving as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that. There's also a lot of bridges that are in misrepair, unfortunately. Let's see here. Portions of our highway system. Yeah. You know, much of the way of maintenance has been put aside on some of these highway roads and federal roads, et cetera. And the money's not getting spent on them, like we said, to put them back. But San Diego, and I don't, obviously these roads get torn up by the driving. So here we'll talk about a little bit things because we're always talking about EVs and hybrids, right?
Right.
They're super hard on the roads. You know that, right? Compared to a regular vehicle.
Right.
Heavier vehicle. Thing. You know, the other thing that comes with those is tire wear. The tires wear out quicker. So as tires wear, you can't see it. But where's that tire wear go? Where's all the rubber go?
I mean, on the ground.
No, it goes into the air.
Or in the air, too.
Actually,
yeah.
It's a pollutant.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it makes it to the ground, yes, without question. But so we go through. Think of all the tire dust that's in the air, all these cars driving. Every mm-hmm. time you drive a car, tires wear, right?
Right.
Along with the brake dust. So we're throwing a lot of dust up there in the air. So,
and the worst like pollution out of all of them is the tire pollution, to be honest.
It is.
Because, man, the carbon that comes off of that thing.
Exactly. So, which once again lowers the environmentally friendliness of an EV or a hybrid. Yep. Something that they don't talk about and people don't consider very often. So, usually try to bring all those things to the forefront and we get to talk about them and know about them for sure. But basically the roads, the heat, heavy cargo hauling, years of neglect, take their toll on the roads. The result is a moonscape of potholes. Oh, we don't have any of those in San Diego that affect the handling of the vehicle. I always wondered why asphalt roads here got torn up so bad, but there's a ton of driving on them. And then what happens when we get rain and it rains, then it breaks apart the asphalt because it's been beat up so bad. And that's how you get those bones. But I'm telling you, I've seen some potholes that are like 8 inches deep, you know, like the asphalt has failed down several layers and come out and ooh, scary.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing people don't ride skateboards on those, but I tell you what, could be very detrimental to a motorcycle rider in the dark or something. Don't come up on something like that, hit it, don't, and it causes you to lose control.
Absolutely.
Yeah. A car, if it's in good shape, it'll take that pothole. It might bend a rim though if you're going fast enough.
Yeah.
So great. Didn't you bend a rim once?
Yeah, apparently so. I didn't realize that until I kept having to go to the same wheel repair store, and they said, we'll put a patch on it.
That was on your Rogue, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yep, yep.
So now I got some sweet rims on there, and they look pretty snazzy.
Sweet rims on your Rogue.
That's right.
You're cruising like crazy. How many miles you got on that puppy now?
Now it's 80,000.
Did you buy that car new?
No, I bought it used.
Oh,
I bought
it with 40,000 on it or something.
No, I bought it 62,000 miles.
Okay. Yeah. So you only put like 18,000 yourself on.
So far. Yeah.
Seems to be driving good still.
Very, very well.
Yeah, give me 20,000 miles more. Needs a transmission.
Gosh.
Here we go.
I've been keeping up on the transmission fluid.
I know. That's because you listen.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you another 60,000 on top of that now for servicing properly.
Thank you.
Well, that's the only thing you can do to save its life.
Totally.
It's like a blood transfusion for the stupid thing. So anyway. CV trannies are very hard on themselves. Mm-hmm. So maintaining them, super, super important. But as I was talking about the moonscape of the potholes that can affect the handling of your vehicle, bad roads can cause suspension components to so vital to steering, controlling, and handling to grow old long before their time. If you keep pounding on something, it wears out quicker, right?
Right.
So also your transmission, since you drive like you're a race car driver all the time.
I always do.
I always do. Do you make the sounds for your son,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I go.
Actually, for some reason, I believe that. I really do. All good. All good. Hey, if you got to drive and little fellas with you, might as well make it fun, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Yes, for sure. You don't have to be an automotive expert to keep on your vehicle's safety, steering, stopping systems, etc. You know what? But it does help to have somebody qualified to diagnose concerns that you're having. Potential areas of concern. When it comes to brakes and other safety components on your vehicle are extremely important. And we want to keep them in great working order for sure. Brakes, lines, hoses, things like that. There's all kinds of stuff to take a good look at on your vehicle. So when you talk about, do real quick something for me and check to see how many vehicles are currently on the road in the U.S. right now. I'd really like to bring that to the forefront because in 2011, there was 250 million. 2015, we were at 310 million. Mm-hmm. So I'm just really curious. We're probably pushing over 500 million.
So I only have 2022, and it's from S&P Global.
All this information is usually lags a couple years. You're correct.
So it says here that specifically on U.S. roads, there's over 284 million VIO, which is vehicles in operations. So that's meaning that...
Well, the number's down from 2015 when they said... that was an estimated 310 million. Mm.
And also keep in mind, too, they mean specifically vehicles that could... There's plenty of vehicles out there
that are not in operation.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're talking about vehicles that are driving every day. Yeah. So how many?
2022. Yeah, 2022 said over 284 million.
Okay, so we're close to the 300 million mark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now if we're talking about worldwide, I got 1.47 billion vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
And that is of 2023, mind you, too.
Okay.
So yeah. That's globally.
But almost 300 million vehicles on the roads.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
In the state of California, it's 31.3 million.
How much?
31.3
million.
Million.
Vehicles?
Vehicles.
31.3?
That's right. According to Statista.
In the U.S.?
No, specifically California.
Oh, 31 million in California. I'll go with that.
Just
absolutely.
California.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
absolutely.
California.
I thought you were backtracking on me
no,
on
no,
that.
No,
I
was no,
like,
no.
What
I'm
are you
going more
about?
Specific.
Oh, so California has 31 million vehicles.
Correct.
In the state of California that are in use on the road.
Yes, every single day. Yes.
Yeah, sometimes I go to events here in San Diego. I feel like all 31 million are here. So that's it's a possibility. It's a possibility. But yeah, so that is a lot of vehicles driving down the road everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question about it. But back to the roads. Remember when I was saying the potholes, and I always wondered about how these potholes contribute? Because a lot of potholes in places that the road freezes are caused by moisture gets into the asphalt, then it freezes, and it pops the asphalt, and it comes apart, right?
Mm-hmm.
San Diego roads don't freeze. Ever.
No.
So,
but the rain specifically.
It's the water. It's got to be the water. That's the only thing I know. And whoever did the asphalt work, maybe it's not the greatest.
No.
Some of these areas I see that where they even get repaved, I'm like, who did that?
I could also argue just a little bit here, and I know it's the smallest increment of water still, but the condensation that comes from air conditioners, because it is a hot, hot few months here in California from June to October, I would say. And so people are running their ACs and the condensation drips.
That's
onto
just
the road
drip, drip, drip.
And I know. Yeah. It's the smallest increment. I'm just saying there.
You're telling me AC condensation created a pothole, Brendan.
I argued with you, even though you said, oh, Mythbusters told it differently, where I said, oh, you should probably just put your windows down and enjoy some fresh air.
No, I watched the whole thing.
I know. But I'm just saying.
You can't say that.
Okay.
Okay, not the Mythbuster thing, because that was a true thing. And what Brendan's talking about with that was they actually took two Ford Expeditions, Fords, Brendan loves them. Yes. The suspension was good on those because they weren't hybrids. But they took two Ford Expeditions filled to the exact same amount of fuel in them and on a track, so that at the exact same situation for both, put them on a track, same amount of distance around the track, and kept driving for fuel mileage to see. And what they found is the vehicle running the AC with the windows up got better fuel mileage than the vehicle with the windows all down and the AC turned off.
Mm-hmm.
Reasoning for that. Well, there's a lot of drag when you have your windows down. It's like holding up a balloon behind you, you know. All the air is coming in. It can't go out the back. So it does slow the vehicle down. You are streamlined in and with the windows up, and the wind is just blowing by you. So good stuff there for sure, without question.
If I can add something super quick about potholes, super, super quick. Sure. This past February, there was a huge, huge storm. Lasted about, for us, like 2 to 3 days long. You know, if you remember, it was just
I thought that
rain.
Was January when the cars went floating down San Diego, the city.
Oh, was it I thought it was February. It was early February.
Yeah, so. But still, you're right. The beginning of this year, absolutely.
Yeah. So specifically, just in L.A. alone, there was nearly 550 potholes that were reported to Caltrans.
Mm-hmm.
And the following day when they were reported, only 10% of them were able to be fixed. The other ones were still in the process of fixing, according to Caltrans' public statement. They also mentioned...
Well, that's a lot of potholes.
That is. Now, according to what this news story says, is that Caltrans may reimburse drivers up to $10,000 in repairs. However, payments are not guaranteed, and drivers may have to submit photos of the potholes and the damage to their cars and a repair estimate before receiving any funds.
So the money's not worth it to get out and try to... play no, Frogger and run across
not.
The freeway and take a picture of your pothole. And Caltrans only covers highways, not surface streets.
Okay.
So in San Diego, like as far as that goes, they're not responsible for the streets in downtown San Diego.
That would be the city of the San Diego.
That would be the city of San Diego. And I don't think they're going to give you money for what
especially
there.
I don't know if you heard recently, not to get political, but they passed a budget and they cut the infrastructure road repair bill by almost like $100,000.
Roads aren't important.
Not to them.
Not to them, apparently.
They're more focused on the tourism part and stuff like that, which I guess is fine, but you still got to worry about us citizens here in San Diego.
Well, we got to worry about the tourist hitting a pothole and crashing into a light pole.
That's true, too.
I mean, come on, folks. This is all important. Roads are something we all use every day, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us. And if you're not using a road, then you're using a sidewalk. So be careful there, too. Those can get potholes also.
Absolutely.
You can snap a tendon or twist an ankle or something bad, you know. We don't want that. So, but yes, makes a lot of sense. All right, folks, we're going to take our first break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. As we're talking about vehicle suspension, stopping, safety, steering, and all the bad potholes in San Diego. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio.
Americans now have more credit card debt than at any time in history, owing a staggering $1.3 trillion collectively. What happens when most people can't pay their bills? Well, the U.S. economy is clearly moving into uncertain territory. That's why more Christians are turning to gold just for their peace of mind. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian news analyst with a 30-year track record of predicting trends. The Bible tells us that gold is a time-tested store of value that can protect your God-given assets through almost anything, including America's historic debt bubble. And here's the good news. You can own gold through your 401k or IRA. My friends at Birch Gold Group can help you buy gold for your retirement account, tax-free and penalty-free. To learn more, text the word FAITH to 989898 for an info kit from Birch Gold that's entirely free. Zero cost or obligation. Text that next step right now and take it. Text FAITH to the number 989898 for your free info kit. That's FAITH to 989898.
Is your son or daughter heading off to college soon? Well, congratulations, and you're in luck, because MyPillow is bringing back the $25 extravaganza. Mike and his crew at MyPillow want to pass the savings directly on to you. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, perfect for college, $25. Beach towels, six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, $25. And here's an amazing offer on the My Mattress Topper for the college dorm beds. You think the tuition would cover a good mattress, but not so. Well, the Twin XL My Mattress Topper fits most college dorm beds and will help your kid get a great night's sleep. Believe me, they will feel the difference. It provides the best support. And for a limited time, you can get one for as low as $69.99. These amazing offers won't last long, so order today. Just go to MyPillow.com and use that clever promo code San Diego, or call 800-310-2458. Hit it, Glee Club.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio this morning as we are discussing all things amazing about cars. Always. I love cars.
Me too.
Yep. You do?
Yes, absolutely.
You love your little Rogue.
I do.
But you don't get to drive it anymore.
No.
Your wife has commanded it, I see.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I get to drive in it sometimes, too, because I have to drop off Russell to daycare and stuff like that. So
you're driving a little Hyundai right now, right?
I am, the Elantra.
Yeah.
That's a sweet vehicle, too, to be honest.
It's a good little car. Yeah. Actually, it's probably better for you cruising around. It's better on gas mileage than the Rogue is, I guarantee you.
Yes, absolutely it is. Yes.
For sure. Yeah, Nissans aren't known for their gas mileage, I'll be honest with you.
The Rogue is probably their better-ish.
It is, yeah, because like their Nissan pickup trucks and stuff, not good on gas mileage at all.
Plus, they're ugly little things. I hate the design of those.
Do you?
I really do.
The Frontier?
I know Paul loves those designs, I believe.
Well, the Frontier is pretty good. A lot of the other ones, like the Armada and all that, I don't like them either.
The Santa Cruz?
Yeah, no, I don't like those. Just the pickup truck, the Frontier. That is actually the only Nissan product I like.
Okay. Well, no. I guess, because I was going to say, didn't you like the Z as well? But that's more of a speed car anyways.
Yeah, but that's not a, and I don't, they go on and off producing that. I don't even know if they're producing that car right now.
They are bringing it back again.
Yeah, oh, they're bringing it back again.
It's like they took it a few, fourth time, I think, they brought it back.
Well, the Z started back in...
something early, like in the mid-90s, I know.
The first one was a 240Z. That was the first one.
I think you're right.
No, I know I'm right.
Oh, you know you're right.
Yeah,
okay.
I used to work on a lot of those cars. And then came the 280Z. Mm-hmm. Then come the 300Z.
That's when I got familiar with them at the 300Z.
And then came the 350Z. Now I think we have a 380Z was the last one or something like that, maybe.
I'm not sure. I just know that this new one's just called the Z now at this point. Man. They got rid of the numbers.
Great marketing. Good job.
It's like Xbox. They started Xbox. Then I was thinking, okay, so the next one's going to be Xbox 2. And then they go, no, Xbox 360. I'm like, oh, okay. So the next one's Xbox 720.
You never know how they're going to market this crap.
And then Microsoft says, no, Xbox One. I'm like, okay, now you're just not making any sense. Now.
Well, they do the same thing with phones.
Yeah, it's true.
So Galaxy 8, and then all of a sudden there's a Galaxy 10.
There's no 9.
No, and then all of a sudden there's a Galaxy 12, and now we're like on 21 and 23 or something, and we jump. There was no 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, or 20, I think. Just like somebody over there is like, you know what would be really good marketing if we called this a Galaxy S23?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody else looks at him and goes, I'm good with that. Are we a wrap today?
It reminds me of Atari back in the day. They did the Atari, then the Atari 2600, then the 5200. And you would think, oh, they're going to come out with the 7800. Then they're like, no, we're going to name it after cats now.
So they name it after cats?
Yeah, they had the Jaguar and the Lynx and all that stuff.
Do the numbers when they do that mean anything?
As far as I thought of. It's the processing inside the unit itself. I know for sure, like Nintendo 64, there's a processing unit when it came to graphics, and everything was a bit counter. So in that case, the Nintendo 64 was a 64-bit graphics card. So that means you get 64 better graphics than, say, a regular Nintendo
64. Well, and see, like cars like the Nissan, I believe on that car. So the 240Z was a 2.4 liter.
Makes sense.
Then the 280Z was a 2.8 liter. The 300Z was a 3.0 liter. 350Z was a 3.5 liter. Mm-hmm. And now the 380, I believe, is a 3.8.
I don't know what the new one is off the top of my head. I have to look it up personally, the new one.
It'd be cool if they made it a 5.0 liter.
I'll take a look.
Anyway, I don't know. But all good. All right. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission, 2200 Auto Parkway up in Escondido, AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks up there in North County for well over 30 years now. We've grown old doing this. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County now for over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, Central San Diego, right there on 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks over there for over 7 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, right in the Golden Triangle, right across the road from where we're sitting today. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks over there for over 5 years. And of course, last but not least, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there in North County for coastal for over a year now. All great stuff, all great five locations, great employees. Get in and see them and learn what amazing auto repair is all about for sure in service. They're here, there to help you. So make sure to stop in or hop online and make an appointment and get in and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. That is, we never put money ahead of people. We all believe in the same philosophy. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs. Hey, ask one of the managers or service riders of any of my locations, you know, to get a Synchrony car to West Automotive Group. 6 months no interest. I was just talking about this last week about good friends of mine who their vehicles are obviously serviced with us. Their daughters are all young adults now, some married, some engaged, some doing, but still trying to handle their own financial stuff as we go, you know, early 20s to mid late 20s. And I told them, I said, man, they should get one of these cards. First off, they don't put it on their credit card. Second off, it gets 6 months no interest. It's the greatest thing ever. So just a great way to go, you know, as far as that goes. So to ask, we'll get you approved, hopefully. I'm sure you will. 99% of people get approved for this. So get your card and it's in your wallet. And the good thing is, if you get one, you know, have your children get one that are, you know, in their early or late teens, you know, 18 and up, they have something to do to get their car fixed if they need it and they're in a pickle. And it can't be used at Target or any place like that. So all it's for is auto repair and gives you 6 months no interest. So great stuff. Brendan, you got one of those cards?
Not yet.
Oh, you should get one.
I should.
Yeah.
I should.
Yeah, you could get one easy. You should get one.
I do a good job of paying these off. Yeah.
I know, but what I'm just saying is it's 6 months. So if you needed the extra time, no interest. I mean, how can you go wrong there? It's like
paying
cash.
Wrong.
Can't go wrong there. So just make sure and pay it off in 6 months, though.
Yeah,
that's important. Yeah, absolutely. So get in and see about that for sure. Also, get your vehicle in for any diagnosis needed on the vehicle, any kind of diagnosis. I don't care if it's transmission related. Let my experts do it. Drivability, brakes, noise, cooling set, doesn't matter what it is. The best money spent on any repair, and I say this over and over again, is with a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle properly, will prevent unwanted parts replacement and saves you money in the long run. So get into the West Automotive Group. Just go to westautomotivegroup.com and make an appointment or give us a call in any of our locations from there. But West Automotive Group, you can find all the information. If you are to drop your vehicle off with us, we offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, low-cost rental vehicles at all five locations, too. Jump on West Automotive Group and click on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and give us a follow. Send out little teats, tips and stuff, automotive related, you know, as far as that goes, so that you can See some great stuff. And then Brendan's favorite part is the pie recipes at Christmas time we send out.
Delicious.
So all good. But all good stuff. That's westautomotivegroup.com, and you can get in there. You can also check out where I'm the Auto Man on the CW and Fox 5 News. Click on that. It'll take you right to our YouTube channel where they're all posted after they air live. Wednesday morning, mid-morning news for the Fox 5, and then morning and evening news on the CW on Fridays. You can catch them live, or you can catch them there on our channel. You can also click on the podcast for Auto Talk Radio where they're all put after we finish them live. So all good stuff. You can pick up the podcast also on the go from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, and TuneIn. All great stuff. Get it all from westautomotivegroup.com. And you can email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Let's holler for a dollar when it comes to the did you pull up the car shows going on this weekend?
I did, and unfortunately a lot of them are just the usual cars and coffee, but they're still pretty cool.
Okay,
car shows.
There you go.
The one thing I will
usually
mention,
they do a lot on this weekend though.
Yeah, I thought so too, but I there's one up in LA that I did see that I'll promote because again our signal goes up that high. It's up in Pomona. And it benefits the NHRA Motorsports Museum.
Is it at the racetrack?
It is.
Oh, very cool.
Yes. And they happen every first Wednesday of the month. It's from 4 to 7 p.m. The gates open at 3 p.m. So very, very nice air. And I've been to that museum before, too. That's a really, really cool museum just to look around, too. So not only for the car show, but for the museum itself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Admission to the museum is free that night, too.
Oh, wow, cool.
So you can go check it out for free. Yeah, except not for the car show, but for the museum itself. Reverting back to the Nissan Z, for some reason, they're going back to the 3.0 liter.
Oh, they are.
They went to 3.7 because they were a 370Z.
Oh, that's right. That was what it was, a 370Z, not 380. I'm sorry.
That's really impressive still. So. Yeah. And then lastly, I didn't get to mention this last week, but UAW workers are rallying outside Stellantis truck plant over in Belvedere. Apparently, they were going to be building a new plant over there for 2027, and they were going to be making prototypes for the new 2027 Ram 1500s.
Uh-huh.
However, the Stellantis CEO fired a whole bunch of staff members in the process. He announced he did these for tax benefits for the company.
Okay.
And of course, when UAW hears that, they're like, oh, that's just because you just want more money for yourself and it's not for the workers and
there's
stuff.
Always so, mudslinging going on when there's a union involved,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I think they'll get through this pretty quickly.
I'm sure they will.
The last one was I felt kind of like worrisome for the car manufacturing business. The one with it was all GM vehicles, wasn't it? The last one.
Mm-hmm.
That one I was a little worried with, especially with dealerships for sure, because
we stop getting cars, and then there's nothing for you to buy, and it pushes the prices of cars up when they do this.
Here, so we're worrying about 2027, so I'm not particularly panicking about this, and I'm pretty sure that
they'll work it out before 2027.
Yeah, like I said, that last one did get me kind of worried. I think they were in strike for at least a month, maybe 2 months.
Oh,
so
yeah, it was a bit of time.
It was.
Very, very important stuff. So that's all the car shows pretty much, though.
Yeah, again, just mostly
cars and coffee,
cars and coffee and stuff like that.
Yeah, so the normal ones that they pop up.
Yeah,
there's one in La Jolla every Sunday, isn't there? Or is it Saturday?
I'm not sure. Oh, which one are you?
I don't know. There's so many of them.
I know there's Carlsbad for sure. That's a big one.
Oh, yeah.
We recently talked to Broken Yoke, and when it comes around, I'll let you know. But this first one's supposed to help the Wounded Warrior Foundation again.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And then their next one is going to be helping an autism foundation.
Oh, nice.
Dave Stahl was able to give them the contact information for their car shows, and they're going to be doing those in Santee. But when the time comes closer, I'll announce those and give
that'll
you guys
awesome
more information on that, too. So
perfect. Good stuff. Yeah. Well, yeah. And we appreciate everybody joining us this Labor Day weekend for Auto Talk. It's a great way to start out your Saturday morning as you jump into a three-day weekend. I hope everybody's having a great three-day weekend, or going to have a great three-day weekend,
absolutely,
I should say.
Absolutely.
It's always nice to have that little extra day off, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Fun stuff.
Another car thing I wanted to quickly chat with you. Did you happen to see the car auctions a couple weeks ago? I'm trying to remember where it was the big one.
Barrett Jackson or Meckham?
Meckham. Yeah, there was a $3 million car that I think is kind
what
of
was
ridiculous.
It?
I'm going to look it up again, but it was like 1979 was the year of the vehicle. Dave Stahl posted it, and I thought it was crazy. I was watching the other vehicles in there. There was some
Nobody
couple Ferraris.
Made a good car in 1979.
No.
Some Ferraris, maybe. Emission-wise, weren't... we were struggling with emissions and stuff. That, so you say 1979, I think of a Ford Pinto. I do.
I can tell you right now, it's not a Ford Pinto. I'll let you know that right now.
That'd be a super cool car that sold for $3.1 million. The last Ford Pinto in existence, so which is not true because we just put brakes on one in the Oceanside location. I saw it on the cameras and I was like, what is that? What is that doing there? What are you all doing?
Get it off my screen.
Well, I was just like, I'm surprised one is still trucking around. Let's be honest. They stopped making the Pinto in 1981, I think it was.
I made a mistake. 1969.
Oh, there you go. That's a good year.
It was
year.
A Dodge Hemi Daytona. $3 million.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's insane.
Absolutely.
1969?
Hard to come
by. I get it's pristine and everything, but keep in mind, these vehicles have been reworked. Nothing's original on this vehicle.
Actually, that one might be original.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, I mean, things like the tires aren't original. They don't last that long. But some of those cars were stolen. The Superbirds and the Daytonas, if you have one of those cars, they are worth a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know how, like, I mean, I have a 67 Mustang factory four speed, and it's worth some money, not that kind of money.
Yes.
But the point to that is there's a lot more of those that were available and out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them here on the West Coast, to be honest with you. You head back towards the East Coast, you get more Chevys, Camaros, Chevelles, things like that, right? El Caminos, old school El Caminos, people have redone. But there's a decent amount of those. The Chryslers... especially like the Daytona and the Superbirds that were mainly built for NASCAR in that and ran, and only a limited production made of them, they're worth a lot of money. What a Superbird looks like? See the nose cone on that thing?
I'm just saying, there's some of these Hemis that are worth $800,000, and they look exactly like how they should have been in 1969, and that's completely fine to me. But this one here, that's sold at Meckham, there's a reason why I love classic cars, but specifically, I love looking at the originals of those vehicles. There's something special about seeing...
That Daytona is probably original.
There is no way that Daytona was original. It's green painted, and...
They came green.
No, but this one's like a neon-ish green, I would say. It didn't come in neon.
Orange, white, green... Yeah, look it up.
I'm looking it up. They customized it too much, in my opinion, and therefore it loses the value of it. But instead, Meckham, it doesn't matter at Meckham. They're going to overspend every single car on that area.
And from what I've heard, I've been told this. I've never been to a Meckham office. I've been to Barrett Jackson before, which is over in Arizona usually.
Yeah.
I've heard that they inflate prices on cars they push to Meckham.
I believe
it. And people bid on them but don't actually buy them, even though that bid thing is, and it goes back and they roll them across for visual effect.
Okay.
Well, I've been told that.
That makes a lot more sense.
I cannot confirm nor deny it because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've just been told that before. So
Dave told me about he was there on a media pass, so he wasn't allowed to auction for cars.
Uh-huh.
But you have to pay an extra fee to even auction for a car.
Yeah.
And on top of that, there's extra fees once you win the bid. On top of that, so
There's processing fees and everything else.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So that vehicle, whoever spent $3 million, you didn't just spend $3 million. You spent by me $3.3 million, maybe $3.6 million, based on all the fees that popped on top of that. So
could have. But then again, it's somebody that can afford to be separated from $3.1 million if they actually bought it.
It's true. It's true.
So, and I would bet that would be like you spending 50 grand to them.
Probably.
Probably. Yeah. So it is what it is, you know. Shoot, we know some guy that bought a whole a thing called Twitter and spent billions. So.
Yeah. Did you hear about that recently?
No, now what?
For international news, I think they can no longer be in Brazil right now, and they're trying to fight it still. The Supreme Court said that it's too dangerous of a website, so people in Brazil can't go to Twitter or X for that matter. So.
Too dangerous of a website.
Yeah. Huh?
It wasn't dangerous back when it was owned by the people that were controlling stuff and everything, right? Wow. Yeah.
People with their standards, I swear.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, all right, folks. Well, you know, it's all good car stuff, too. And sorry, people in Brazil, that you don't get X anymore. But, you know, get over it. It's all fine.
Get over it.
It's all fine. So, anyway. Well, looks like we're going to have to take our last break, aren't we?
No, we don't have to. We can just keep going.
Okay, let's keep talking. I don't care.
I think my boss might be calling me right now.
We should probably take our last break. All right, folks, you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. We're going to take our last break. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio.
Feel like you're trying to push a boulder uphill wearing skates? If you run or manage a local business today, you're challenged like never before. We get it, and we want to help. We're Salem Surround, and when it comes to marketing, consider us your personal move you forward company. In a recent study, we found that 53% of local businesses were classified as novices when it came to designing, implementing, and managing their marketing needs. And that's where Salem Surround truly shines. We're a full-service marketing agency that'll help you increase your customer base by designing incredibly effective plans to reach your consumers day, night, and everywhere they might be. Let us give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and what your competition is doing. Our digital sales and support teams are the best in the industry and deliver customized personal service that's second to none.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, visit SurroundSanDiego.com. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. SurroundSanDiego.com.
The kids are back in school, and Zero Res has the perfect get the whole house clean deal happening right now, but it ends this Sunday. So if you need your carpets, tile, rugs, and upholstery cleaned, Zero Res will clean 3 rooms of carpet for only $149, and then they'll clean any additional items in your home for 20% off. You can clean the whole house, but it ends this Sunday. Minimums and restrictions apply. Book your cleaning today at ZeroSanDiego.com.
ZeroSanDiego.com. Dave Stahl. A man of many interests. A man who wants to know more about pinstriping vehicles. A man who wants to understand MMA fighters. A man who interviews makeup artists.
Yeah, Dave is quite interesting.
Join Dave Stahl every Sunday at 1 p.m. for Yak Radio, a show that's about, well, anything. Each topic is always different and full of information that will help you and your family get through life. That's Yak Radio with Dave Stahl, Sundays at 1 p.m. on The Answer San Diego.
She's smart, beautiful, and a former Fox Business Channel host. Now you can hear her take on the day's financial news on The Trish Regan Show on the Salem Podcast Network.
Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, man, we're back again to Auto Talk Radio on this Labor Day weekend. Thanks for joining us. Some fun stuff going on. Brandon was just talking about a $3.1 million 69 Dodge Daytona.
Okay,
you had me really scared. You had me really scared when you said 79 years.
Let me reiterate here, because I did, while on the commercial break, I did find some more information on this. So, okay. It's one of 22 Dodge Daytona Hemis.
Okay, so it was one of the NASCAR productions,
correct,
is what it was.
Yes.
So,
and it was in this case, it had the original paint job too.
I apologize.
It's an F8 green. Yeah. Is the name of it. So,
well, and they had orange ones, they had red ones, they had yellow ones, and they had those green ones.
Yes,
I believe those were cars, and they did those crazy colors because they were all NASCAR. Car colors is what they were.
I guess the polish on the vehicle made me think, okay, that vehicle just does not look the original. But everything in
somebody's
this car,
mothballed that thing.
Exactly. Somebody in this, it says here, everything from top to bottom is original. Mm-hmm. Henceforth, why it's so expensive.
That car is a collector's dream. Then.
Absolutely. It even says here, Mecham sold this, not the same vehicle, but the similar 1969 Dodge Daytona Hemi for $1.3 million in 2022. So it just skyrocketed this year.
Well, and what makes a difference is, how many of the 22 are left?
Right. Right.
How many are actually out there left that they know about for sure? Because I guarantee you half of them have been wrecked from back in the day. People bought them just like people buy, just like people that, that buy demons right now that have purchased the demon or the, you know. So those cars get wrecked a lot when there's a limited number of them put out.
Absolutely. This is the second highest Mecum auction vehicle behind in 2014 in Seattle. They sold a 1971 Plymouth Hemi Cuda for $3.8 million.
Once again, you see the consistency there?
Yes.
Yep. They're Chryslers.
Yes.
They're Chrysler supercars. So yes. And they're pretty cars.
And they're distinctly in that time period of the late 60s, early 70s-ish.
I built a 71 Cuda for a guy when I was in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
383.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Back in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
And then just to let you know, the most expensive muscle car ever sold was a 1962 CXX 2000 Cobra for $13.5 million.
Uh-huh.
Dang.
How much was it?
$13.5
million. Wow. What year was that sold?
I have to look that up. I think it's same year of 2014. Okay, I want to say. And then for Barrett Jackson, their most expensive vehicle they sold in their auction just for fun, 1967 Corvette L88 Coupe for $3.85 million. So pretty similar to the Plymouth.
Yeah. Jeez, well, those there was a limited run on those Corvettes also. So that's why that stuff is
once
worth
again,
that
collectors, money. You know, just yeah.
This crazy good stuff. Hey, I do want to remind folks also that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there without question. We do not stock any other automotive-related battery for one simple reason. Number one technician recommended battery worldwide. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment, we'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, please check them out at their storefronts in San Diego here, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. How do you like that? Almost sang it.
Yes, absolutely.
It's all good stuff. So they'll appreciate that. We've been talking about cars and all different kinds of things, and we got off on a little tangent here, cool stuff about cars being auctioned. The good news is a car won't cost you $3.1 million to repair it if you're driving a regular car. Thank goodness. Yeah. So, but cool stuff to know about, and those are beautiful cars. There is no question about it.
Absolutely.
If you could have bought each one of those and had a warehouse brand new and just parked them in the warehouse and only drove them around the block once every so often, you know, and kept them in good running order. And like Jay Leno does.
Yeah.
He's got a whole team of guys. All they do is work on those cars and take them for little spins.
Mm-hmm.
So, but how would you like to have a $3.1 million car? You roll it out of there and as you're coming out, somebody T-bones it.
That would suck. In capital letters.
I see. I had a tenant that had a 16 Camaro and a guy ran a stop sign and drilled him and destroyed the car. So hopefully he was insured well. I didn't ask, but hopefully. Because, that's just not only – hopefully, I mean, he was fine. He didn't get hurt. So, but, boy, that'll sure hurt the feelings if you lose a car that's worth a lot of money.
Totally.
Anyway. All good. Just try to be careful out there with your nice cars for sure. Okay. So as we're running this down, man, I tell you what, the hours got away on this holiday weekend show, but you know, it is what it is. We have talked about some great stuff. Couple things just to remember, you know, we're talking about stuff being frozen up. We don't, as far as the roads and then damage, you know, in here, they often talk about, brake repairs, things like that, rust and stuff. And luckily in San Diego, we don't have to deal with that stuff. Cars are way easier to work on here than any place in the country, I'll tell you that. Florida's about the same too, but as long as you don't drive them through salt water, keep your vehicle out of the ocean, okay? Terrible idea. Couple notes they made in here about things is to remember that cheap components more, you know, create issues later down the road when we're dealing with brake stuff, front end stuff. We want everything to work properly, right, Brendan?
That's right.
Super important as far as that goes. We do see an epidemic lately of unperformed maintenance, especially these days as we're with the economy and where things are and things are expensive. Aftermarket suppliers, ASA reported, underperformed vehicle maintenance across the entire U.S. fleet has grown to over $62 billion. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot of unperformed maintenance compared to a few years earlier, $54 billion. So we're up about $8 billion. That's a lot of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
But Car Council report, poorly maintained vehicle account for 5% of all accidents. Our shuttle got rear-ended because of that.
Oh, man. Poor Kia.
Well, the brand new shuttle, one of them.
Oh, no.
Paul was driving it. He was on the 5 freeway.
I was wondering, where was he?
But he got he was the front car. He had stopped.
Yeah, and it was and somebody in the rear.
Another lady stopped behind him close, but stopped in an SUV, Lexus.
Yeah.
And a kid in a Prius peened her. Mm. I mean, he didn't even step on the brakes, it don't look like. But then he said, oh, my brakes failed. Paul's like, yeah, brakes don't usually fail on those cars. But then they start looking at the car. The tires needed to be replaced. He was told to replace the brakes previously, so they were super thin.
Mm.
And so he was full at fault for this whole thing.
Yes.
So, and luckily, Paul's only concern he had was he had a little bit of seatbelt bruising, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, he was fine.
Was the lady okay?
He was on the phone with one of my managers. My manager's like, you should have heard what he said. I was like, I don't want to hear what he said. The lady was okay. She was in a bigger SUV, Lexus. So okay. When the kid was a kid in the Prius. He was fine too. But once again, quality repair and or not doing repairs is a bad. You know, you need Absolutely. To fix it right, man. And don't leave things undone because the average age of the cars today on the road is roughly around 10 years old. Light duty trucks, 10.4 years. So an average, you know, the fleet is around 10 to 11 years old on the road, most cars. Mm-hmm. So as far as that goes, arbitrarily dividing the unperformed maintenance amount by an assumed generous average repair cost of $300 per vehicle across the, which is, you know, we see a lot of vehicles with more repair needed than that. 206.6 million vehicles need some type of maintenance and repair. How do you like that? Well, that's a lot of them. Yeah. So
you'll stay in business.
Yeah. Well, auto repair is always good. Cars always, well, and anything breaks, right? So everything always breaks. It is what it is without question. 85% of the entire passenger car and light truck fleet suffer from some form of underperformed maintenance. If your vehicle is over 5 years old, the likelihood that it needs maintenance or service of any type climbs drastically. How do you like that? I like that word. Drastically. There you go. So all good stuff for sure. Just a thought out there. The better you maintain your vehicle, you do save yourself a lot of dollars in the future with unwanted repairs. So, you know, keeping on top of these maintenance and repairs is super important.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Without question. Yeah. So, hey, man, we appreciate everybody joining us today for Auto Talk Radio on this holiday weekend edition, we're going to call it.
All right.
And that might make it worth more money later. There's only one of them.
Enjoy your hot dogs, burgers.
Hot dogs, burgers, family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a Labor Day. So
you're going to be open on Labor Day.
No.
Yeah.
No. Although you should be. It's Labor Day, right? The whole meaning is to labor, right? That means work.
We really should change that name at some point.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. Yeah.
Day off of work day.
I actually forget the significance of this day, but we'll figure that out later. It's not like Memorial Day or I think it's just Labor Day. I don't really know, but we may never know this week. But we should have probably thought about that earlier, huh?
I mean, I could do this super, super quick. The origins date back to the trade union and labor movements grew. Diverse groups of trade unionists chose a variety of days to celebrate labor. In the United States, a September holiday called Labor Day was first proposed in early 1880s, and it officially became a holiday in 1882.
Well, there you have it. Yes. So enjoy your day off and eat your hot dogs and hamburgers.
Yes.
Hang out with your family. Maybe just hang around, you know, do whatever. Get the hoopty out, get the Tin Lizzy out, make her run down the road. Whatever you're doing for this 3 days, folks, enjoy it. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Till next Saturday when we're back live. Everybody be safe.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.